Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for Rabbi Maranimi Marasi Sheyichi, the schuss Moshe Besh Narasa Moshe Mordechai, the Neil Karak Geshlita, Hemuchal Nova Meleim, Eliyahu Ben Sarah, the Ziba Pagun, Yigal Ben Geula, Rachel Bas Geula, and the Yosef Tzvi Ben Marasana Miriam, Davar Marasana Miriam, and Sarah Bas Marasana Miriam, Hemuchal Nova Meleim, Nishmas Maras Esther Bas Shmuel. We're going to be learning about the Tzuras HaChagim V'HaMoadim based on the Torah of the very great Gaon and Tzaddik, the Chevener Rosh Yeshiva of Aaron Cohen. In the Nisuch of Tfilas HaMoadim, we say, Batite En Lanu, etc., Moadim L'Simcha, Chagim Uzmanim L'Sasa. So we call the holidays Moadim L'Simcha and Chagim Uzmanim L'Sasa. So this nusach requires an explanation. Why are we mechalek moadim l'simcha and then chagim uzmanim l'sasa? What does this mean? Moadim and chagim uzmanim. And why is moadim going together with simcha? And why is chagim uzmanim going together with sasa? In the Torah, interestingly enough, it says a lashon simcha by the chagim. We say chagim uzmanim l'sasa. The Torah says v'samachta v'chagecha. We don't find any shame sasa. And yet here we use the shame sasa. So that's number one. Number two, we say mo'adim l'simcha. In the Torah, you don't find mo'adim going with simcha. In the Torah it says, Lashem mikrei kodesh, mo'adei Hashem asher tikrosa mikrei kodesh. But it doesn't say mo'adim l'simcha. So it's adin, it's tefillah. We have Mo'adim with Simcha, which we don't find in the Torah. And we have Chagim L'Sasa, which you also don't find in the Torah. So it would appear that we can say, says Moreinu V'Rabbeinu Hagoyin HaTzadik, Reb Aaron Zetzal, that we can say a Chiddush. And that is as follows. That Be'emes, there are really two in Yanim here. There's a Shem Mo'adim, that the Shem HaProti is Shem HaChag Shekasva Torah. The Mo'ed is the specific name that the Torah wrote. Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, V'Chag HaSukkos. And then there's a Chag Nifrad, Bifnei Atzmo, that's not connected to the Shem HaMoed HaProti, to the specific Moed, and that is connected to the Zmanim, to the Zmanei Tkufos Hashana, to the times of the periods of the year. There's one that relates to each Moed Bifnei Atzmo, and then there's a shame that relates to the Zmanei Tkufas Hashanah. In order to explain this, we first would like to explain the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos when he talks about the mitzvah of bringing the Korban Chagiga and the mitzvah of bringing the Re'iyah. In Mitzvah Chagiga, the Rambam writes, "Ushet Sivanu Lalos LaMikdash Shalosh Panim Bashana V'Amar Yisala Shalosh Regalim Tochol Bli Bashana." So we were commanded to go up to the Mikdash three times a year. And that's what the Torah says. Three times a year, you should celebrate with me. Tochogli. And then you bring the Korban Chagiga. That's mitzvah nun hei. In Re'iyah, mitzvah nun gimel, it says, Hushet tzivanu, le'ros birugalim, ramur yisal shalosh pa'amim bashana, ye'roya kol zechurcha. That we were commanded to be seen. And the regalim, to see and be seen, like the Gemara says, and that's what it says. Three times a year, all of your males should be seen. So that is the mitzvah of Re'iyah, and you bring the olas Re'iyah. So we have to understand the Shinui Lashon. Mitzvah Chagiga, it says a Lashon of Shalosh Pe'amim Bashana. Mitzvah Re'iyah, it says Le'ros Baragalim. When the Rambam is formulating the Halacha, the Rambam says by Chagiga, Shetzivanu La'alos La'mikdash. Shalosh pe'amim bashana, and pe'amim, that's the chagiga, and the re'iyah is le'ros pirugalim. So we have to understand the shinui lashon between the mitzvah chagiga, where it says shalosh pe'amim bashana, and mitzvah re'iyah says le'ros pirugalim. Asher l'chayra haya tzuch liot katuv behefech. In mitzvah chagiga, it should say lachug pirugalim, kalashon ha'tayra, shalosh regalim tochog li bashana. On the mitzvah of Re'iyah, In the mitzvah of Chagiga, it says Shalosh Pa'amim. On the mitzvah of Riyah, it says Leros Berugalim. But apparently, it should have been just the opposite. On the mitzvah of Chagiga, instead of saying a lashon of Shetzivanu Lalos L'Mikdash Shalosh Pa'amim, it should have said Lachug Berugalim, like the lashon of the Torah, Shalosh Rugalim Tachogli Bashana. That's not what it says. It doesn't say Lachug Berugalim. It says Lalos L'Mikdash Shalosh Pa'amim Bashana. And then it quotes the pasuk Shalosh Rugalim Tachogli Bashana. But when the Rambam formulates the halacha, the Rambam writes not Lachogli Berugalim, but Lalos L'Mikdash Shalosh Pa'amim. That's when it comes to the Chagiga. The Re'iyah, the Rambam should have said, Shalosh Pa'amim Bashana. Like the Torah says, Shalosh Pa'amim. Again, the Rambam brings the Pasuk. V'amar Yisale, Shalosh Pa'amim Bashana, Yorei Kol Zichorcha. So why doesn't it say, Shetzivani L'Ros Berugalim, Shalosh Pa'amim Bashana? So the Rambam seems to change the formulation from what it says in the Torah. So the lashon of regalim that it says in the Torah, ain't a kavanah l'shem regel. It's not talking about a leg. It's talking about times, like Rashi writes in his parish on the Torah. And therefore, the Rambam writes, gimel pa'amim, kipshuto shel hakosuv. In other words, the Torah says three times. What does it say? Shalosh regalim. So the Rambam says, when he's talking about the Chagiga, he says, hu shetzivanu l'alas l'mikdash shalosh pa'amim, V'amar Yisbarach, Shalosh Regalim Tachogli, because what's the Regalim? Regalim is Pa'amim times. So that explains why the Rambam in Hilchas Chagiga says Pa'amim instead of Regalim, in order to tell us that that's what Regalim are. The Regalim are Pa'amim. However, we still have to understand that by Re'iyah, he writes a lashon of Regalim. Hu shetzivanu le'ros be'regalim. And then he says, Shalosh Pa'amim Bashana. Why did you change the lashon of the Torah? So it would appear that we can explain the Rambam as follows. That this Shinui HaLashon is Bidiyuk. And it's coming to explain to us the chiluk between Tsuras Mitzvahs Chagiga and Mitzvahs Re'iyah. By Mitzvahs Chagiga, the Torah included all three regalim in one inyan. And that's what it says in Parshas Mishpatim, Shalosh Regalim, Tachogli Bashana. This is a general commandment to be chag, to celebrate three regalim a year. And then afterwards, the Torah goes into detail what to do during these, what these three regalim are about. And the Torah tells us that Chag HaMatzos is Zman Chodesh Aviv, Chag HaKotzer, Chag HaAsif, and all these three regalim are mitztaref to one inyan, they all constitute one whole, one totality, each of these three regalim, all together. The Torah says in the next pasuk, es chag ha-matzos tishmor shivas yamim toichal matzos, kasher tzivisicha, lamoed chodesh ha-aviv, ki bo yatzasi mitzvayim v'lo yafanai reikam. And then it says, v'chag ha-katzir bikuri ma'asecha, shetizra basadeh. So we have the holiday of Pesach, which is L'moed Chodesh Aviv, that's when you left Egypt, and Yevaiter have the Chag HaKotzer, that's Shavuos, that's when you cut it down, and then you have the Chag HaAsif, that's when you gather it together, that is the holiday of Sukkos. So that's when we're talking about the Tachog Li Bashana, the Chagiga. However, the mitzvah of Re'iyah is not a mitzvah klalis to be mashlim Re'iyah's gimel pamim bashana bismanim elu. The tzivui is on each chag bepratia. So again, the chilik between the mitzvah of Chagiga and Re'iyah, oilas Re'iyah and carbon Chagiga, going up three times a year, is that when we talk about the Chagiga, it's one mitzvah, which is broken down into three different time periods, three different parts of the agricultural season, and or seasons. And by Re'iyah, each individual Chag has its own separate place, and it's not one, three parts of one whole, but rather it's three individual parts. It's one mitzvah, but this one mitzvah is separated into three separate disparate parts, whereas the chagiga, it's three parts that are interconnected, interlinked. So, that's why the Torah says in Parashas Re'eh, Shalosh pamim bashana, yera'eh kol zechurcha, es p'nei Hashem Elokecha b'makom asher yivchar. V'chag ha-matzos, u'v'chag ha-shavuos, u'v'chag ha-sukos, v'lo yera'eh es p'nei Hashem reikam. So that's a pasuk in the Torah. It's not only our tefillah. So me'mela, you see from this pasuk, matzos, shavuos, and sukos, you see that it's really all one. Yeah, it's really, excuse me, it's really three part, three different things. Shalosh pa'am shayar kol zechurcha, there's matzos, shavuos, and sukkos. So it's not pshat. According to the Chagiga, we have a pasuk that tells us that three times a year you go up to the Beis HaMikdash. And then it goes in, it starts telling you there's this season, the Pesach season, the Shavuos season, and the sukkos season. So that's all one part, that's one whole. You do all three, and that's the complete agricultural cycle. That's why they're all interconnected, because the complete agricultural cycle. The crop grows on Pesach time, and then the katzir is cut down Shavuos time, and then it's brought inside Sukkos time. So that's one totality. It's three parts of one whole. Like Rashi says, Chodesh Aviv, shehatvua mismaleis bo bi'i beha. Why is it called Chodesh Aviv? Because the grain becomes full in its ripe state. The word Aviv connects to Av, which signifies maturity and being the first fruit to ripen. Lo yiroi penai reikam, right, that's what Rashi says. Aviv Lashon Av. Re Bechor V'Rishon Levashel Peris. The first of the fruit to ripen. So that's the full agricultural cycle. That's the Chagiga. Those are those three. And then you have Mitzriya, which is not a mitzvah klalis, all three together. Rather, the Pratius, like the Torah is Mefaret. The Torah in the very same Pasuk says, no. There are three different parts. One part is Chag HaMatzos, second different part is Chag HaShavuos, and the third part is Chag HaSukkos. So when right in the very pasuk that it tells us three times, it breaks them down into parts because they're three different parts. Whereas in the psukim about the Chagiga, first it says three times, and then the next psukim it tells us, starts going into detail of what these, doesn't already in the first pasuk break them down, because really they're all interlinked, all three. So first it says three. And then the next pasuk, it says, all right, let's talk about Pesach, this part of the agricultural season, Shavuos, Chag HaKatzir, Sukkos, Chag HaAsif. So therefore, the Lashon of the Rambam is B'diyuk Nimratz. The Lashon of the Rambam is very, very precise. That in the mitzvah Chagiga, the Rambam writes, Lachu Gimel Pa'amim B'Shana, because all three times combine for the Inyan HaKlali. So the Rambam says by Chagiga, Lachu Gimel Pa'amim B'Shana. Because all three pa'amim combine for one general inyan. By mitzvah Re'iya, it says le'ros b'regalim. There's no tseref. There's no connection of an inyan klali. There's a tzivu on each regal b'frat. The Torah says a lashon of pa'amim. It means each time individually, but it's not a tseref that's completed by three times. So that's why the Rambam here writes. Who should sivanu le'ros b'regalim? What does it mean le'ros b'regalim? It doesn't say three times, because the Rambam's telling us the gedder of the mitzvah. The gedder of the mitzvah is that you're supposed to be seen on the regalim, and each regal has its own different shame regal, and they're not interconnected. They're not interwoven. So that's the difference between the chagiga, all three times are connected, and the re'iya, where it's each one individually. And we'd like to explain Tsuras HaDvarim, that the Torah was called of the three regalim at one inyan in the midst of Chagiga, is because Be'emes, all the Gemara regalim are mitzdarif as a hashlam of one inyan. Because Be'emes, the Iker Mitzvah Chagiga is not connected to the Shem Chagamatzis, Chagashuas, Chagasukas. Because in the parasha, this parasha, it says the Mitzvah Chagiga's regalim, it doesn't say a lashon of Chagashuas, and it doesn't say a lashon of Chag HaSuk, it says Chag HaKotzer v'Chag HaOsif. And it would appear from this that the Iker Goyrim of Chag HaMatz, of Chag for the Mitzvah Chagiga is that it's the time of the Kotzer and the time of the Osif, that the Torah commanded us to celebrate in the Mikdash in these times, which is when we're happy with our crop. We're happy with the reaping of our crop, Shavuos. We are happy with the gathering in of our crop, Sukkos. So instead of being happy with ourselves, we're happy with God. Like it says in the Gemara, there's two psukim that have in Koheles that contradict each other. One that simcha is good, one that simcha is bad. The Gemara says, this simcha shemitzvah is simcha not shel mitzvah. In other words, the real simcha, the good simcha, is simcha shel mitzvah. So we make the bringing of our crops, our financial success, a simcha shel mitzvah. And so we see in the pasuk, shivas yam tochel Hashem Elokecha, v'mokom asher yivcha, ki yivarechecha Hashem Elokecha, that the simcha should be in the bracha that God gave you. That's in Parshas Re'eh. And that says, Simcha shel shivas yam tochog l'Hashem Elokecha. So the simcha should be in the bracha of the Chagiga, should be in the bracha that Hashem gave you. In Chag HaMatzis, it says Chag HaMatzis. So the Chayra means Chag HaMatzis b'zman ha'aviv. But Be'emes, no. That even Chag HaMatzis, it means to celebrate Chag HaAviv. It's the holiday of the Aviv. In other words, the zman of the Aviv, when the fruit gets ripe. That's Zman Chagigi. So the real Iker here of Pesach is that you're celebrating the Chag HaMatzis at the time of the ripening of the grain. And that's the Rashi that we quoted, that Rashi emphasizes that it's when the Tvuah is Mismales Be'ibel. In Parshas Bo, 13:4, Rashi says, Avil Zman Avishu Chodesh, Chodesh Kosher Lotzis Locham V'Lot Sina. So there we're talking about Zichron Yitzias Mitzrayim. We have to remember that we went out in Chodesh HaAviv. But here we're talking about the Shem Chag HaAviv, not the Zichron of the holiday, that you have to remember when we went out. We're talking about the Shem Chodesh HaAviv, and it has this shame because of the crap, because Mismales Be'ibeha. So that is, again, so these three holidays, since they're it's a full agricultural cycle, and therefore they're all interconnected. And according to this, it emerges that the Chagiga of the three Regalim are all one inyan. We're making a holiday when the fruit becomes mature, becomes ripe, when we reap it, and when we gather it in. And then it's one inyan shalem. And therefore the Rambam writes, Lachug gimel pa'amim b'shanem. However, that's all by the Chagiga, that the goyrim of the chi of the Chagiga is tkufois hashana, the inyan tvuos hashana. However, mitzis re'iyah shakasva torim furish. Where does the Torah write there? B'chag ha-matzos, b'chag ha-shavuos, b'chag ha-sukos. That the gorim of the chiyuv is the shem chag ha-matzos. So each holiday is a separate holiday. Each one is an inyan bifnei atzmo. And therefore the Rambam writes, leheiros biregalim, to be seen on the regal. There's no tseiruf between each of the three regalim. You have to see on the regal, each regal independently. Because each regal has a different shem regal. When it comes to the Chagiga, we talk about the agricultural seasons. So it's one cycle, so they're all connected. That's why he says three times. Whereas when we talk about the regalim, there each one has its own shem. So Memela, it says to be leheros beregalim. And it doesn't connect all three regalim because each one has their own independent status. And even if you say that there's an inyan klali of the mitzayif of the three, but still, even after your mitzayif of the three, each one has their own independent status. And we can bring a smach l'divrei Rambam, who holds that the mitzvah chagiga kol regalim mitzdar fil inyan echad, v'chol agimel pamehim tzivu yechad, agriya v'atzivu akol regal bo v'fnei atzmo. Something very, very interesting to prove that by mitzvah chagiga all the three regalim are mitzdar fil inyan echad, and it's one tzivui. And by Re'iya, the Tzivu is on each regel independently. How do you see that? From the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Gimel, it says that if a person is lame in one leg, he's pater min ha-Re'iya. Because it says, shalosh regalim. And from the pasuk of shalosh pa'amim, we're memayit ba'alei kavin, because pa'amim, it says ein pa'am ela regalayim, and ba'alei kavin, people who are have people who have artificial legs. That's a remind from pa'amim. Ein pa'amim ela regalim. And Omer tir misena regel ragle ani pa'amei dalim. Mayafu pa'amayich b'an olam bas nediv. The foot should tread it, shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor and of the steps of the needy. Isaiah 26:6. So, it says, the steps, the pame of the needy. So again, we're memayet, achiger baraglo achas, one who's lame in one leg. This pater min ha-re'iyah, because it says, regalim, and from the pasuk of pa'amim, right, one pasuk says, shalosh pa'amim bashana, and another pasuk says, regalim. Shalosh regalim tachogli bashana. So, we're remayet regalim, and pa'amim. We're remayet chigrim, and Baalei Kavim. Now that they were Mamayet from Raglayim, right? It says Raglayim. That means that if he's a Chiger in one Regel, he's Pater Min Ari'iyah. Why is he Pater Min Ari'iyah? He's Pater Min Ari'iyah because he's Pater Min Ari'iyah because it says a Lashon of Regalim, and this Chiger doesn't have good legs. He doesn't have good legs. So memele, he's pater min ari'iyah. So lechora, where does the Gemara get the Rashi from? Because mashmos halashon, it should have said pe'amim, and not regalim. So therefore, from the fact that it says regalim, we're memayit, if he doesn't have legs, then proper legs, if he doesn't walk well, then he's pater. Because it should have said pe'amim. So by using a different lashon, right, it should have said shalosh pa'amim. Why did it say regalim? But using that lashon of regalim, it's being memayet, he doesn't have good legs. But the question then is, how then do we understand the second lashon? The second lashon is that we're memayet ba'alei kavin, because it says people who have artificial legs, because it says a lashon of pa'amim, and it says that pa'amim is regalim. So it's mashma that it should have said regalim and not pa'amim. Just the lashon, the Torah, what a lashon of pa'amim, to be merames, that you need to have reglayim. If you don't have reglayim, then like ba'alei kavin, you're pater. And by chiger, it should have said a lashon of pa'amim, and it said a lashon of regalim to tell you that if he's a chiger beregel achas, then he doesn't have proper regalim, so he is pater. So the question is, what's the correct lashon? One, in the first case, we're saying that it should have said pa'amim, but it says regalim, so we're mamayet achiger baraglo achas. In the second case, it should have said regalim, it said pa'amim, so we're mamayet from this shinui lashon. It says ein pa'amim ela regalim, it means legs. So if he doesn't have legs, from the shinui lashon, it should have said legs. And the fact that he's a different lashon of pa'amim is telling us there's an extra drasha here, not just pshuto shel mikra. And memele were memayit ba'alei kavin. So which one is it? Is the correct way of saying it regalim or pa'amim? Each time we're saying the opposite. One time we're saying regalim is the right way, and it says pa'amim. The other time we're saying pa'amim is the right way, and it says regalim. So how do you figure? Well, based on what we're saying, miyushav shapir, that by mitzvahs chagiga. You know what more a lashon that's more passes, that's more matim? The more matim lashon by chagiga is pe'amim. Pe'amim. Because what does pe'amim imply? Pe'amim imply, regalim implies more chiluke zmanim. Regalim implies more chiluke zmanim, that they're different times. Pe'amim implies more, not that they're separate, but that they're three interconnected times. Three times, like each, when you say one time, two times, three times, so that implies that each time is connected to the previous time. Whereas when you say regalim, that has more of a connotation of being different zmanim, different regals, different legs. It's one leg and then there's a separate leg. So by Chagiga, where the Torah Taka says Shalosh Regalim, it should have said Pa'amim. Because by, and like the Rambam says, La'al Samik the Shalosh Pa'amim Bashana. Because by Chagiga, it all three are interconnected. From the fact that it says a Lashon of Regalim, so that tells you that we're Mimayet. A chiger baraglo ha'achas. It should have said pa'amim. It said regalim v'ramayit a chiger baraglo ha'achas. That if he doesn't have proper raglaim, so we exclude him. And pa'amim, where does it say pa'amim? It says shalosh pa'amim b'shana yireh kol zechurcha. But since we're talking about the mitzvah of re'iyah, there it should have said regalim, because these are three different times. So regalim would have been a more correct lashon. So from the fact that it says pa'amim, we dashana, it's telling us a chiddush that we're my balei kavim. So it's interesting, it's sort of a fuch al fuch, that the Torah really means, as we see from the Rambam, when it talks about chagiga, it means three interconnected times, but he uses a lashon that is more of a connotation of three disconnected times. So from there we can make the jerusha to be mamayit balei, but mamayit chigrim, and by re'iyah, which are three disconnected times, the Torah uses a lashon of pa'amim, which are three interconnected times. So from that shinui halashon, we can make our jerusha to be mamalei ma'id balei kavim. But that shows that these lashonos are b'diuk, and that's pshat in these lashonos, possibly according to what we're saying, that the pa'amim are three interconnected times, the three agricultural seasons, which it makes sense that they're connected, and the regalim are three different legs, three different times that are have three different shem regels. So it comes out from our analysis that by the Chagim and the Moadim we have two inyanim. We have the Shem Moed that's connected with the Shem Chag HaMatzos, and then we have the Shem Chag that's Mekusher to the Zmani Tkufas Hashana, Chag HaKotzer, Chag HaOsif, and Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaAviv. So according to this we can understand why we're Mechalek between the Moadim and the Chagim. That we say Moadim L'Simcha, that's when the Torah was specified, detailed the name of the Moed. Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos. There it's not connected to the times of the year. It's just a different holiday. Three different holidays, three different times we come together. So that's why that's the Moadim. And that we say Chagim Uzmanim, we're talking about different Chagim. We're talking about the Chag HaKotzir, Chag HaOsif. These are different Zmanim, different agricultural times of the year. Zmani Tkufas HaShana. So that's the difference between the Moadim and these Chagim Uzmanim. The Moadim are the holidays, the Shem Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaSukkos, Chag HaShavuos, and the Chagim are Moadim L'Simcha, Chagim Uzmanim L'Sasam, are the three. That's the Chagiga, that's the three different Zmanim, the three different agricultural times. That's in Sin Moadim and Chagim. How does the Moadim relate to Simcha and the Chagim Uzmanim L'Sasam? That, sweet friends, is something to look forward to. That is going to be our next offering. So please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.